Residents of Ayawaso East constituency in Accra have demonstrated against the MP for the area and Minister of State at the presidency, Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, against what they describe as insensitivity on the part of the MP to their plight. According to the demonstrators, they are fed up with the incessant promise by the MP to reconstruct a gutter they claim is causing havoc to residents, numbering more than 400. The police had a hectic time controlling them. My colleague Ibrahim Kwarteng was on asphalt this report.
Chanting war songs and burning lorry ties to signify their disgust and rejection of Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, the residents were set for what one of them described as the battle against the evil one. Clad in attires reminiscent of Balkan warriors about to unleash terror, the demonstrators will not listen to the plea by the police to hold the demonstration till they acquire a permit for it.
They are attacking us. We always know that the police are always here to guide us. David said this is what the point they made, but we don't know. What they said was we should go in for the due process. Now we can't do that. And they said no, that we can't have the demonstration. Now we only have the press conference. Now David said they will guide us.
The demonstrators were not happy that after 16 years on the seat, Dr. Ahmed, once hailed as an impeccable hero by the same demonstrators, had brought nothing to the people in terms of development. They were particularly disgusted that after numerous promises by Dr. Ahmed to reconstruct a gutter they claim had become a danger to residents, the MP seems to have reneged on his promise. They claim money meant for the said purpose has been embezzled by the MP, though it was clear from their submissions they did not have the evidence.
I think they give him money to do the gutter and he spent the money.
You think?
It's like that.
Have you found out?
No, I don't know whatever is going on, but what we know, he is in charge. Whatever is there, he's supposed to do.
My name is Fatima. My daughter fell inside the gutter. It's because of that they did the small bridge. So I'm a victim. I lost my room. Dr. Mustafa, for 16 good years, he has done nothing for our community. And when we went for a meeting, we asked him, they said, the contractor said that Dr. Mustafa, we should ask Dr. Mustafa about the money, not him. So it means Dr. Mustafa has spent our money.
The Greater Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP Tete Yohunu, tells Radio Ghana what his outfit is doing to ensure there are no further breaches of the law.
We want to make sure that don't cause any damage. At the appropriate time, we invite the leaders to explain their action.
But in case they persist, because some of them seem defiant.
If they persist, we don't want to confront anybody now. We don't want to do any reactionary measures which will bring about any confrontation. So we will make sure that we monitor whatever they do. Then at the appropriate time, we'll take the necessary legal action.
Though it was clear that the demonstrators had no permit for the demonstration, the professionalism of the police was on display. In the midst of the threats and mayhem by some miscreants within the demonstrators, the police employed persuasion to deflate the anger of the ringleaders, who were obviously in the wrong for demonstrating without a permit. So what would have been an obvious shooting and firing of tear gas in those days was absent. But who knows whether the arcade gloves treatment of the ringleaders is not a professional ploy to put them behind bars.
Well, that was my colleague Ibrahim Kwarteng report. And now he's here with me in the studio. I'll just ask him some few questions about what he saw when he got to the scene. Ibrahim, what exactly did he see? Their concerns were about the gutter and other things that they claimed the MP had done. What else did you see?
I wish you were there with me, because there's really an eyesore. I mean, basically they complained about a gutter which they thought had become a hiding place for criminals and miscreants. And apart from that, this gutter poses some sort of danger to residents, because there have been times where people have fallen into this gutter. And then the allegation, you know, one thing that really shocked me is the fact that most of them said that after 16 years on the seat, the MP had done nothing. You realize that during that phrase has become some sort of refrain where people accuse you of doing nothing. Meanwhile, this same MP was hailed about 3-4 years ago as an impeccable hero. So you find it difficult to understand why the people do some of these things. I'm not speaking for the MP. Don't think I'm a PRO for the MP, but that is the situation on the ground. Apart from that, it was clear that these people did not have a permit. But then they explained that they had gone to the police time and over again, and the police were sort of playing games, so they had to take the law into their own hands and do their own thing. So I'm sure in the next story we hear from the Greater Accra Regional Police Commander what actions they're going to take, you know, about the ring leaders.
Following a sit-down
with the ring leaders, they are protesting them. We'll go for criminal summons from court.
So when is that taking place?
As soon as possible. Yeah, we are working on it.
I am happy you were there. I was there. I spoke to some of them. Some of them also claim that the police put a lot of impediments in their way as they tried seeking a permit. Was it deliberate on your part?
It's not true, my brother. If somebody says they are coming to demonstrate and then they will demonstrate to GBC, if they say the person say, oh, my demonstration, I'm starting from, let's say, Ofanko, we'll go around and then we shall enter GBC. So say there are certain areas you cannot go. So when they did that, they said they want to demonstrate out to Flagstaff House. We said, no, you can't enter Flagstaff House. So come, let's sit down. And then let's define where you can even do your demonstration up to. When they agree that they will come today, today is the date we fix for that meet. And then after that, we give them the protection to do demonstration like others do it. That is all, my brother.
This will be a final one. But in all this, you exhibited some sort of professionalism by not firing tear gas and shooting into the crowd. Was it a professional ploy perhaps to put these people behind bars? That's why you didn't resort to...
No. Even going to the court, we will not even put them behind bars. You see, the law is there. We have to obey the law so that we don't do things where others will take advantage of it and do, you know, worse things. So based on that, okay, you have done the wrong thing.
Yeah.
We didn't react. We didn't respond.
Good.
We follow you to make sure that you don't attack others. But then, you have gone contrary to the law. And that is what will let the law take its course.
Now, you heard the Greater Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP Christian Teteyanu, saying that they are going to take the demonstrators to court. Now, Ibrahim, did you see the said gutter?
Yes, it's a horrifying one. You know, I was at a point shocked that such a gutter should exist in, let me say, heart of the capital, because Nima is in the heart of the capital, and the stench alone, you know, is enough to send you packing, you know, at a point. I actually choked when it hit me. So it's good that they are taking them to court.
Well, thank you very much, Ibrahim.